2. Rise of the Vampire Blob. Night has fallen, and in his castle stronghold, Vampiro the Destroyer, handsomely pale and wan, tall beyond compare, is looking down at the city of Innocentville, a city, he believes, that will soon be his, and his alone.
Sehiro Blob is dead, and his blood in my gullet makes me feel so warm. I love having Sehiro Blob inside me, swishing around. I haven't had blood that satisfying for 500 years. Wait, what is that? I guess it was nothing. I thought I saw a shadow moving across the road down below.
But truly, there was a figure moving below. 4 moments later...
Well, as the only remaining sheep farmer and tofu farmer in Innocentville, I'm sure to make a profit for the first time in 16 years. Things are finally looking up.
Bleh.
What was that? Single?
Bleh.
Reanark?
Bleh.
Lady Zam the Witch?
Bleh.
Algablat?
Bleh.
What's happening to all my sheep? Let me just train this flashlight, or torch, as the British call it, on little Algablat. What the wimbo? Algablat, you're dry as a bone. Looks like we got a chupacabra on our hands here. I'll just go home and get my gun. Wait, what's that shadow in the moonlight? Growing. Getting larger and larger. Rushing up. Oh my god! What a horrible face!
Vampire. Vampire. No, no, it's pronounced vampire. I am a vampire.
Oh, get away from me! Get away from me! Oh, boy. I may have lost my flock, but I left that vampire behind. I should be safe here behind this rock.
Run.
Run. Run. There is no escape. There is no escape.
No, no, get away from me. I finally made my business self-sufficient. Get away. Don't touch me with those teeth. No, no.
I need your blood to live. I need your blood to live.
This is Joe Gubelgop with Action 10 Action News, here with Lucy, the paramedic lady from the streets of Havana. Lucy, what is it exactly that we have here?
Rojo. Mucho rojo.
Red? What do you mean, red?
Rojo en la cabeza, y en las braquias, y en la boca, y en la calle.
Okay, so there was red in all those places. What exactly does that mean?
This farmer, he dead. No blood in the veins, just all over him. Wait, you don't speak English?
No, ma'am, I don't. But the real question in all this is, where is Hero Blob? And who is this terrifying creature with a really weird-looking head? That's all for today. Join us tomorrow as we take a look at the sunny days of old California.
Oh, I love this. It's delicious. That's the 5th vampire victim this evening, and I haven't even left my castle. Who goes there? Who is approaching?
It is I, my master.
A grizzled, pale-faced being approaches. He has the face of Blob, but with purple lips and sunken eyes. A pair of sharp fangs protrude from his mouth. Is this the Hero Blob we know and love? Whatever this creature was before, now it can only be called Vampire Blob.
Ah, lovely to hear you call me that, Blob. I love being called Master. I've been watching your exploits on the news.
Blob. Blob. Yes, I have been sucking the blood out of several people.
Yes, it's excellent. I thought that you might come back as a vampire. Then I sucked your blood!
Yes, vampire. Vampire. I am a vampire. Vampire! Blob!
Yes, that's pretty much what I just said. Now we can bite all of Innocentville and create a reign of...
Take over the city!
What?
Take over the city!
Oh, yes, good idea.
We will bite them and all of the people. will be dead.
Unless they become vampires like us, which happens sometimes.
And then we will create a reign of vampires. Blob.
Yes, that's what I just said. Aren't you listening? Now let's go and we will show the city what two vampires can do. Vampire Blob, are you coming? What's that noise?
Master, I have been struck, choked, and pulled into the darkness.
What? I can't see you. Who is it that attacked you?
It is Blob.
What? What are you talking about? That's you. Your Blob turned into a vampire.
No, Master. I am Vampire Blob, born of the mixture of vampire spit and the blood of Blob. He is Hero Blob.
What? What are you talking about?
He's talking about me!
Yes, folks. From the dark shadows at the corner of Vampiral's evil tower, Hero Blob emerges, none the worse for wear.
What the hell is going on? Hero Blob, Vampire Blob, how is that two of you?
Well, when you bit me in the neck, some of my blood fell on the ground. That blood, infected with your vampire spit, coagulated and became Vampire Blob. Meanwhile, I was stuck in the basement of your box factory, where I had to slowly turn my insides into blood to save me from being killed. And now I'm back to take you out.
Oh, of course, that's so obvious. But now, Mr. Fashion Box Model Hero Blob, I'm afraid you'll have to die. Vampire Blob, to me!
Yes, Master.
Vampire Blob, you can also turn into any liquid, right?
No, Master. But I can turn into any amount of any type of blood.
Even better. Now, like the tick, I can engorge myself until I grow giant. Turn into blood for me, Vampire Blob, so that I may suck you up and consume you.
Okay. Vampire Blob. Vampire liquid eyes. Vampire liquid form. Type O negative blood.
O negative, really? Couldn't you pick a tastier one? How about B negative?
Really? After I already have turned into blood?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to. I just appreciate it, that's all.
Okay. No need to guilt me into it. Vampire Blob, solid eyes. Vampire Blob, vampire liquid eyes. Vampire liquid form. B negative blood. I'm feeling like being pretty negative myself.
Wunderbar, my Vampire Blob. Now come closer so that I can suck you into my mouth.
You really need to find a better way to express that. This is a radio show. People don't know what's going on when you say things like that.
Okay, I'm sucking the blood into my mouth now, and I feel it coursing through my veins. I'm growing, engorging, becoming giant.
Oh my gosh, he grew gigantic!
As Vampiro the Destroyer grows larger and larger, 60, 100 feet tall, his enormous form smashes through the tower of his castle, and eventually his massive feet fall down through the layers of the box factory, crushing 1,000 box and textile workers below.
Whoa! I haven't been crushed by this much mortar and brick since I was being used in a water cannon to keep rioting crowds back when Gorbachev knocked down the Great Wall of China. Oh, goodness! Vampiro's like 400 feet tall now. Well, logically, since I can turn into any amount of water, I can grow to any size. Blob growth power activate! I'm also huge now.
You think you can defeat me? I, Vampiro the Destroyer, who have single-handedly controlled the direction of fashion and manufacturing for the last 500 years? Who, in this very factory, have produced the products that have kept millions warm and fashionable?
If you like this factory so much, why don't you marry it? Yeah!
Hero Blob pushes the giant Vampiro into his factory, and his immense weight crushes what was left of the Boxco Box Factory, smashing into dust its machines of manufacture and its castle heights.
You made me crush my housekeeper, Blinda! She's been like a mother to me!
She deserved it, for working for a fiend like you!
You work for a fiend like me!
Oh, yeah? Well, consider this my resignation. Blob, hyper punch. Woo, woo.
Ow, not in the face. Not in my beautiful face. How could you lay hands on such a beauty?
Beautiful? You're nothing compared to me. I won the Pretty Superhero Award 5 years in a row.
There's no such thing as a Pretty Superhero Award.
There's no such thing as your face when I'm done with you. Eat building! Rah! High fiber.
As Blob says this, he whips up a nearby office building from its roots and smashes it on Vampiro's head.
You idiots! That was my corporate office! It will take months to find those files you just smashed over the ground.
Not like it matters. Nobody's heard of your stupid clothing lines anyways.
Nobody's heard of them? Nobody's heard of them? Maybe you've heard of one of our subsidiary groups, Under the Armour, the Spandex Lycra Fashion Sporting Clothes Line? The motto is, let's fetishize our children through our sportswear?
Nope. Maybe you've heard of my subsidiary, Hero Blob Knuckle Sandwich! Yeah!
Okay, Blobs, this is ridiculous. You know you can never defeat me. I'm immortal. We'll do this giant dance for a few hours and inherit a dead, destroyed world and our gigantic, destructive footprints.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I can't defeat you like this. But then again, Blob, liquidize! Liquid form, holy water!
No, not holy water! It's burning my face! No! No!
Blob, solid eyes.
Blob, you've burned my face to a vampire like me. See, holy water is like acid. My beautiful good looks have been melted away. Kill me now, Blob. Kill me now.
Well, you sure as heck aren't gonna win any Pretty Supervillain Awards.
There's no such thing as... You know what? Whatever. Yeah, I won't win them.
But hey, there's a giant megachurch there on the road. I wonder if I can use their novelty 50-foot-tall giant cross as an offensive weapon.
Yes! Drive it through my heart! End it for me, Blob!
Okie dokie. I've got the cross in my hand, and now it's time to cross your heart. Hope you die!
You fool! You played right into my hands. This body dies, but my spirit does not die with it. I'll never die. I'll never die.
Well, looks like we're gonna need a giant vampire removal crew out here. Stat. Blob, miniaturize! Whew, glad that's over. I hate working. Oh, crud, I forgot I never got paid. Vampiro! Vampiro!
Excuse me, Mr. Hero Blob. I'm Rick McStanmeyer with Innocentville's Action 10 Action News. I was wondering if you could give an interview, given that you just defeated that giant evil vampire menace.
Sure!
Excellent.
If you give me 50 cents.
All right, here you go. I guess even superheroes need bus fare sometimes, hey? Now, how does it feel to have defeated this terrible monster?
Feels like I can turn into any liquid, which I can do.
Yes. Well, speaking of that, how did you get those uncanny powers?
I'm glad you asked, Rick. It all started long ago.
Are we going to flashback? We're going to flashback, folks.
Long ago, when I was just a little boy, I was taking a shower.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, Blob. Can we show this flashback on Family Viewing Hour?
Don't worry, Rick. This is an audio play, so nobody can see my private parts.
Good point. Proceed, Mr. Blob.
My mommy had always said not to spend too long in the shower, or I would turn into water. But did I listen to her? Of course I didn't listen to her. And so, to my great surprise, when I had been in the shower for a really long time, I turned into water and slid down the drain.
Well, that's it?
What do you mean?
No meteor from space? No radioactive gym socks?
Nope. Just one too many minutes in the shower.
Well, folks, if you don't mind, I need to get home and take a shower. Join us tomorrow as we investigate vampires. Fact or fiction? Good night, folks.
Good night. Hey, good night. Good night. Good night.
And so the day was...
Good night.
The day was saved.
Good night.
The day was saved thanks to...
Good night, everybody!
Well, you know the rest. The end.
Starring Shadow Luchin, Nicholas Nato, and Melissa Cha. As Lucy, the paramedic woman from the streets of Havana.
That's a paramedic lady, you idiot.
I'm sorry.
Featuring music and performances by Brett Heisman.
I should go home and get my gun. You wanna fly again? I'll just go home and get my gun. I should go and get my gun.
No, master. I am Vampire Blob. Born.
Trashing into dust.
Trashing into dust.
I will trash you into dust.
I'm going to trash your dust.
This is the 90s.
We trash your dust here.